This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ken Root. It's my first day home since late October, and a day to take a breath and look back at the election of last Tuesday. The odds-on favorite to win was Hillary Clinton. Everyone I spoke to who would honestly answer me said they were working to prepare for a Clinton presidency with more regulation and less emphasis on trade and rural America. Well, those of you in rural America, along with the disaffected industrial workers from Pennsylvania to Michigan, outflank the Democrats, and as a result, Mr. Trump won, and the U.S. Senate remained Republican. Democracy is a beautiful thing, as it can reshape the landscape in one day. Now what? That's our subject today, from the view of the chief lobbyist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Production is the number one goal. To get the best yields, you need to get the most from your soil. Getting the most from each field can be quite a challenge. Your certified crop advisor has undergone extensive training to understand all the different soil types, their characteristics, and limitations. Most importantly, your CCA understands the soil on your farm and what it takes to maximize its productivity. The best prepared soil yields the best crop. Reason number one of 10 reasons you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Colin Woodall is the chief lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Last week, while we were at the Farm Broadcaster meeting, he spoke with Ron Hayes, farm director of the Rural Oklahoma Network.
You know, my first thought is just still one of shock because I was not expecting this. I did not think that Trump was going to be able to pull it off, but lo and behold, he did. And so not only did he pull off the presidential election, but I do believe his strong showing is what saved the Senate for the Republicans. So as we go into 2017 and we look at all of our priorities, all the issues we've worked on for many years now, I do believe that we're probably in a much better position than we have been. Because when you look at things such as Waters United States, for example, President-elect Trump has made it very clear he wants to get rid of it. And so we're excited about that prospect to be able to take one of these major rules and regulations off of the table. But in the meantime, though, we are still looking at trying to finish up this year. There's a lot of unfinished business, including passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And even though we've got a lot of work yet to do, it's our number one priority.
How does Congress really take that on, given this vote? In other words, it seems like very clearly Mr. Trump obviously against it.
It's going to take a little intestinal fortitude, but they can do it and they should do it. And the reason why is pretty simple. Every day we don't have TPP, the U.S. cattle industry is losing $400,000. And we've been doing that since the first of the year, and we'll do so throughout 2016. In 2017, that figure will increase. And that is simply the market access we have lost in Japan to the Australians, who have a lower tariff than we do right now. And the only way we can level the playing field on the tariff is to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's a lot of what-if scenarios that you hear about TPP. What we're talking about are true economic consequences today, and that's a $400,000 loss. And in today's cattle market, we cannot, as an industry, take a $400,000 loss today, yesterday, tomorrow, and from here on out.
On WOTUS. What's the reality as far as how he's signaling he wants to get rid of it? How does that really, the mechanics of that work?
This is one area where the Obama's approach to backdoor Waters the United States through their own administrative process actually is going to be beneficial to us for a change, because since he is coming in as president and this was not a congressional action, he can stop it on his own. He doesn't need Congress to act. So I think that is a good situation for us to be in. And even if for some reason he's not able to do it, the fact that he will be naming the next Supreme Court justice also means that we have a much better chance of beating this at the Supreme Court if it ultimately gets to that point.
That's Colin Woodall with NCBA. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.